The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of October, 2018. We're getting you caught up with the best technology news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Off today's show with a little bit of Google news. Actually, the first couple of stories are Google, but the first one we're going to get into is about how Google Assistant has gotten a complete redesign. Google says they're doing this redesign that better integrates touch into the user experience built around voice. To give you an example, say Google dim your smart lights. It'll actually give you a little slider that pops up there so you can actually fine-tune it just the way you want it. Now, of course, other than these UI changes, Google's also offering developers the ability now to take payments from users directly through the Assistant. So say you want to purchase a subscription to a service or buy virtual items, you can do it all now with just your voice. Now, who'd have thunk this? Well, people down in the south of the U.S. of A wouldn't have. Nonetheless, though, Google Translate now actually knows the difference between U.S. English and U.K. English, meaning now it includes several regional options for speech input and even output. Now, other than that, it's also going to have a translate now for Australia and even Indian English. They're hoping with the update with the app will help those that speak in these regional pronunciations, you know, you can understand it a little bit better. So, if you haven't updated Google Translate yet, yeah, go ahead and do it now. Just for fun. Just when you thought Amazon was done announcing products, well, here comes another one. Get ready for the new Fire TV Stick 4K. And according to Amazon, this stick is going to have native support for HDR10+ and even Dolby Vision. Now, as far as the tech inside the stick, it has an 802.11ac Wi-Fi chip, promising it's going to give you the best 4K UHD streaming experience possible. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I still like a good old cord, but hopefully this will make it a little smooth. And of course, just like with other products, the new Fire Stick TV 4K will also be able to connect with all your Amazon Echo devices too. Probably the best thing though is the price. It's going to set people back $49.99. However though, that does not include an Alexa remote. If you want to be able to talk with your stick, you're going to be out another $29.99 for the Alexa remote. If you're still enticed on getting one, well, they launch October 31st for the US and Canada, and in the United Kingdom, Germany, and India on November 14th. Get ready for Plex web shows. Now, come on, we all know what Plex is. It's actually quite cool. I use it myself, love it. But now they've entered the realm of YouTube with web shows. Now, these web shows are already things you can find like on YouTube and Vimeo. But now they're pulling them in on your Plex platform. That means you can watch the likes of Household Hacker, Epic Mealtime, you know, so many things, through your Plex server now. And as you probably guessed, Plex's main goal for doing this, to create a single interface and experience for all your media, which is pretty much what they've been about from the beginning. Now, as far as getting your web shows up and running, all you got to do is subscribe to web shows within the Plex app, and after that, you'll get alerts when new episodes will be available. Be forewarned, however, though, as with a lot of things, Plex web shows is currently in beta, so expect a few hiccups. I got a few a while ago. But for the most part, it's actually pretty good for beta right now. Although, you can't complain too much because it's free. That's right, it won't require a paid Plex subscription or even a Plex media server running inside your home. And finally, Wi-Fi. What do you think of when we think of Wi-Fi? It's just there, isn't it? You connect, you go, you don't even think about it anymore. You just say, yeah, thanks a lot. Now, as far as the technical aspects of Wi-Fi, most of us that listen to this show are pretty much aware of 802.11ac, B, G, N, A, B, C, D, F, G, H, you get my point. That's all about change, though. That's because Wi-Fi feels now it's important enough to get numbers. The reason for this? Well, they're hoping to make it easy on you, the consumer, to tell if the router or device that you're buying is going to be the latest version. So that means instead of 802.11bagnac, now you're going to get Wi-Fi 1, Wi-Fi 2, Wi-Fi 3. That way when you go into those stores, you can't get some BS from somebody saying, hey, it's the latest and greatest, and say, no, it's not. It's not Wi-Fi 50. This is only Wi-Fi 47. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for all of our podcasts, our blog, and reviews. Go check it out right now. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech, and of course, our fine BTN community. That's where the fun is. We'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join in on the fun. You can find it at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday, and thank you so much for listening.